KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8:04, currently 45 degrees and mostly sunny here at the KJAN studios in Atlantic, as overall we are looking for a very warm day today, high near 81, under partly sunny to mostly sunny skies today. Good morning, I'm Brett Johnson, KJAN News, as the news is brought to you by First National Bank. They're locally owned and proud to be your full-service bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. In the news this morning, a crash in Adair County has claimed the life of a teen and injured two others Monday afternoon. At approximately 2:45 on Monday afternoon, a 2003 Acura RSX driven by 21-year-old Bobby Vancom of South Sioux City, Nebraska, was eastbound on Interstate 80 near mile marker 75 in Adair County. Meanwhile, a semi driven by 33-year-old Shane Clousing of Ida Grove was westbound on Interstate 80. Vancom's vehicle crossed the median on the interstate and crashed into Clousing's semi. A 17-year-old passenger from Des Moines in Vancom's vehicle was ejected from the vehicle during the crash. The passenger was transported by LifeNet helicopter to Mercy Hospital in Des Moines, where she was pronounced dead. She was not wearing her seatbelt at the time of the crash. Also injured in the crash were Vancom and another passenger in the vehicle. Vancom was transported by Anita Rescue to Cass County Memorial Hospital, while the other passenger was transported by LifeNet helicopter to Mercy Hospital in Des Moines. Vancom was wearing a seatbelt while the passenger was not wearing a seatbelt. The status of their injuries is not yet known. The accident does remain under investigation. KJAN News Time is 8:05.
At First National Bank, we strive to make your banking experience as simple and convenient as possible. If you would like to enjoy the benefit of banking anytime, anywhere, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, without an interruption in your busy day, sign up for our free online banking. Signing up is easy. Just visit our website and click on Enroll to try our online banking demo for a trial run. Locally owned, locally active, and proud to be your bank. In Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, Anita, and Correctionville. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
A meeting will take place tomorrow regarding the possible closure of the city's post office in Cumberland. Cumberland Mayor Virginia Coughlin called the special meeting, which will take place Thursday at 7 o'clock in the evening at the Cumberland Community Building. Coughlin says the focus of the meeting is to answer questions from the public about the possible post office closure. A two-vehicle accident Monday in Fremont County has led to two people being hospitalized. At approximately 8:15 p.m., a pickup driven by Claude Gerhart of Kansas City, Missouri, was traveling north on Highway 59. Gerhart was attempting a right-hand turn onto 110th Street and was rear-ended by a semi driven by Ruslan Sorrentinsky. Two passengers in Gerhart's vehicle were injured with non-life-threatening injuries. They included Glenn Clark of Grandview, Missouri, and Eduardo Perez of Independence, Missouri. Both were transported to Shenandoah Memorial Hospital. Sorrentinsky was cited for following too close, as the Fremont County Sheriff's Office was assisted by Essex Fire and Rescue. The Adair County Board of Supervisors will have their regularly scheduled meeting this morning. On the agenda is a report from County Engineer Charles Marker regarding the Urban Renewal Agreement. He'll also discuss with the board the possibility of closing a portion of 150th Street, which is between Section 33 and 28 Lincoln Township. Also on the agenda this morning, a discussion about township clerk wages, a manure management plan update, and a resolution regarding Greenfield Municipal Utilities Board. The meeting begins this morning at 9 o'clock at the Adair County Courthouse Boardroom. Well, it's autumn, and Iowans are starting to discover some uninvited guests are in their homes, the types with six or eight legs. Radio Iowa's Matt Kelly reports on the matter.
Spiders, ants, and all sorts of other creepy crawlers are looking for a warm place to spend the winter. Steve Tun, an extension educator, says a little work on your house could fend off an insect invasion.
Seal any cracks or crevices around the foundation, doors, windows will help to prevent pests from entering our home.
Tun says some bugs can fit through an eighth-inch crack. He says circling your home with a two-foot border of pest repellent may do the trick.
There are some pesticides that you can spray around the outside of your home to make a barrier. They'll work to some degree.
And if mice are the problem, laying traps isn't enough. He says you'll also have to eliminate their food source. Radio Iowa, I'm Matt Kelly.
Lady beetles, crickets, clover mites, and box elder bugs are the most common unwanted pests during the fall season. The Mills County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of a Glenwood man on drug charges. On Friday at about 9:15 p.m., 39-year-old Kenneth Benjamin McDonald of Glenwood was arrested near Norrell Avenue in Glenwood. McDonald has been charged with several crimes, including manufacturing, possession of a controlled substance methamphetamine, possession of a controlled substance marijuana, having no drug tax stamp, possession of drug paraphernalia, and interference with official acts. McDonald's bond was set at just over $12,000. The final list of candidates appearing on the November 8th ballot for both city and council or county government positions in Adams County have been announced. In Corning, two people will be running against incumbent Mayor Gabe Race. Judith Butcher and Janet E. Shiles-Wood will attempt to unseat Race. Also in Corning, three people will be running unopposed in three separate city council elections. Wayne Moore will be running in Ward 1, Warren G. Blazier will be running in Ward 3, and Bert Peckham will be running for an at-large council seat. In Nottoway, Patricia A. Shipley will be running unopposed for mayor. Meanwhile, on the Nottoway City Council, four candidates will be running for five positions. The fifth position will be filled in by write-in. The four people running include Hartford Cooper, Christine Dunn, Becky Pohn, and Chris Weichman. In Carbon, Brian Corp will be running unopposed for mayor. Also in Corbin, four people will be running for five positions on the City Council, and the fifth position will be filled by write-in. Those running for the council include Richard Avila, Jason King, Donna Rauchow, and Dwight Sunderman. In Prescott, no one filed a run for mayor, so the position will be filled by write-in. Also in Prescott, two at-large positions are open for the city council. John Grossnickel filed a run for one of the positions, while the other will be filled in by write-in in the November 8th election taking place later this year. And now taking a look at state news, the Iowa Board of Regents has chosen University of North Carolina Vice President for Research Stephen Leith to be president at Iowa State University. The Regents made their decision yesterday afternoon in a meeting. A formal complaint has been filed with state regulators alleging that the Iowa Education Department director violated state law by accepting a free trip to a conference in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. The Gazette in Cedar Rapids reports that Richard Fredericks of Palo filed the complaint with the Iowa Ethics and Campaign Disclosure Board. He says Jason Glass violated state campaign finance, executive branch ethics, and lobbying or administrative rules because support for the trip came from a foundation linked to a corporation that does business with the state, according to Pearson. And now taking a look at world and national headlines, companies ordered more machinery, computers, and communication equipment in August while cutting demand for autos and primarily metals. That left demand for longer-lasting factory goods relatively flat for the month. The Commerce Department says orders for durable goods slipped 0.1% last month. That followed 4.1% in gain in July, the biggest increase since March. President Barack Obama gives a pep talk and also some advice to school students in a televised speech this afternoon. The back-to-school address from a Washington, D.C. high school follows this morning's Internet roundtable, during which the president will address Hispanic issues. And Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney is brushing aside fresh speculation about whether New Jersey Governor Chris Christie will jump into the Republican presidential sweepstakes. Romney tells MSNBC, quote, "I can't decide what other folks will do," unquote. Christie repeatedly has denied that he will run in the 2012 elections, but says he is flattered by the suggestions. KJAN News Time is now 8:12.
First National Bank is locally owned and proud to be your full-service bank. They have the expertise needed to provide you excellent service with a great selection of banking and investment needs. They have a complete line of lending services available, and they offer insurance sales. At First National Bank, you'll be greeted with a friendly face at the teller's window, as well as each special desk. First National Bank in Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, and Anita, where you'll get the most banking service for the least cost. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
In our funeral announcements, 92-year-old Nedra Lacey, who was a longtime resident of Atlantic, died on Monday at the Heritage House. Services for Nedra Lacey will be held tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock at the Atlantic Cemetery. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. 80-year-old Melton C. Jacobson of Oakland died on Monday, September 26th at the Oakland Manor in Oakland. Funeral services for Melton C. Jacobson will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Jacksonville, Iowa. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. 87-year-old Howard L. Merriman of Guthrie Center died on Monday in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Howard L. Merriman will be held on Friday at 10 o'clock at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has the arrangements. and 96-year-old Laura Schmitz of Wisconsin, and formerly from Harlan, died on Sunday. Massive Christian burial for Laura Schmitz will be held on Friday at 10:30 at the St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. That's a look at news on KJAN, as the news was brought to you by First National Bank, with locations in Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, Anita, and Correctionville. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. I'm Brett Johnson with KJAN News.